This is the news, according to me. Well, here we are on Wednesday, December the 16th, 2020. Still into the election issues. And I spent some time today listening to the Senate hearings. Senator Johnson was kind of the boss today. He did a good job, actually. Didn't go far enough, in my opinion. I think they could have brought a lot more people in. It was a long hearing for the Senate, but it was, as Senate hearings go. However, it wasn't long enough. They need to take a few days to really go through this, because the Senate, at the end, is the one that has the final say. And we'll get into this a little bit more. The Senate has the final say with regard to what's the word they use? It's the approval of the electors. Well, I'm losing my mind here for a moment. Yeah, so the electors, they voted, they got that done, and the Senate then does the final thing. I think it's on January 6th or January 3rd, January 6th, I believe it is, when they finally make their final approval and seal the vote. And then it's just, then basically that at that point, Biden is president until it's just the swearing in at that point happens on 20th. So he takes office on the 20th, I believe, at the swearing-in inauguration, but he basically is, there's no process after that when that happens. Now, there's only one other issue, and that is this executive order 2018. So that will come out, in my opinion, something's going to happen tomorrow. Now, what happened today in the Senate was interesting. I'll just go right into it. Because there's a lot of other things we could talk about. And even regarding the Senate hearing, I think it's important. I know Rush Limbaugh talked about it a little bit today, but I don't think he, I didn't. Unfortunately, the hearing was going on during some of the show for Rush, so I didn't get to hear all of Rush's commentary on it. Rush is kind of paddling all over the place just because he's defending a lot of statements that have happened about secession and all those other kinds of things, and just gets a lot of, he's fielding a lot of different directions that people are calling in asking questions about, but. The Senate hearing itself, here's my thoughts. Johnson, and at one point, I can't remember the other senator's name. I've got it written down. In fact, I recorded some of it. We'll be playing some bits and pieces of it later on in not today's show, not this show, but later on today in a different show. I'll put some of that stuff together and have some commentary on it. But this particular one senator was rather rude. I guess he's been known to lie and say that Johnson had said some things that were Russian propaganda, and Johnson called him on it, and of course he snapped back at him, and they got into a little tit for tat, and Johnson pretty much just dropped the hammer on him right before Rand Paul spoke. I thought Rand was okay. He asked some good pointed questions. They were very, the subject was right on track. However, there wasn't enough of it. And some questions I had that were not answered. Now there was a fellow by the name of, I don't know how he pronounces his last name for sure. I believe his name is Jesse Banal. And I'm not exactly sure what his office is. I just know that he was doing an audit in, I believe, Nevada. And just ran into a stone wall out there. They wouldn't let him, he kept screaming for transparency, and they wouldn't allow it. But his testimony alone, just that one person's testimony, was enough, in my opinion, to say, we've got problems here. I mean, they went through the actual ballots and found enough ballots that were illegally cast by either people who voted twice, people who live in another state and voted in Nevada, or dead people, and or ballots that were not legitimately verified, signature verified. So just in those alone, there's enough to turn the election over. I mean, in Nevada, to turn Nevada over. all of their delegates. The other thing that I noticed in this whole thing, this is just the nuance of the whole hearing. Every time, and now Chris Krebs. That guy looks familiar to me. I don't know who he is for sure. All I know is that guy looks really familiar. I know he's been an activist in the past. And I got his name written down here somewhere. Chris Krebs is his name. And I've seen this guy someplace, and I don't know where. And it's been very, he was totally defending. He claims to be a Republican. Unless I heard him incorrectly, he claimed to be a Republican. Now, he works on the commission, some kind of a commission for voting integrity of some kind. And I'll tell you what, if this guy, he couldn't have spoke any better from a George Soros perspective. I don't know. He's got to be getting paid off. I mean, I'm sure his paycheck probably comes from Dominion, or he owns part of Dominion, or he's paid off. The guy just did not at all have any, you know, he talked like he was very patriotic, and we really need, you know, basically he just said the loser needs to admit that they're the loser. You don't have to convince the winner they're the winner, but you'd have to convince the loser that they've lost. And his every talking point he had, and of course you can tell where he's coming from, because all the people on the left had nothing but flowers and roses for the guy. It was all roses and lollipops. You're the best patriot. You're a very patriotic individual. You're very brave, and you blah, 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 went on and on about all that. And of course, every time that a leftist senator who's on this committee got the microphone, they would always step up with they always had the same talking points at the very beginning of what they would say. One of the main things was they would always say, thanks to the commission, this is the most secure and pristine election that we've ever held in this country. Not a smidgen, basically, they were saying, not a smidgen of corruption in this election, which gets a little old after we've seen. How do you stare in the face of all this fraud that we have on video, and that all of the records show, all the people who have had a chance to do audits have found all these issues? You've got sworn testimony by people who say this is what happened, and multiple witnesses, not just one witness, multiple witnesses testifying to the same exact thing that they saw, and yet they will stand there and look right at you, and you can put it right in their face. They'll look right at it and stand there and say, there's no widespread voter fraud. Well, one of these particular incidences may not affect the entire election. And then you don't have to have, first of all, the first point is you don't have to have widespread voter fraud. You only have to have major voter fraud in a few different select areas, five or even four. Particular cities, particular counties. Basically, there's four or five counties that have switched this election. And in those four or five counties, they have major cities run by Democrats that have basically sealed this election. It didn't take 10 million votes to switch this election. All it took was basically in one state, it was like 12,000. Another one, there was about 120,000, but they found 160,000 votes that were more than questionable just in one category of issues. I mean, just on and on with this whole thing. They stand there and look right at it, and every single one of them would say this was the most secure election and the most, basically the most, they didn't say perfect election, but it was ridiculous, because I'm sure that if somehow they wouldn't have pulled this off and Trump would have won, they would be screaming the exact opposite. They would say, they would be back to the Russians did it. Of course, it's never the Chinese. It's the Russians that did it. The Russians hacked our election again. Last time it was all about the Russians hacked our election. In fact, there was one particular senator who made a really good point. He everything he said was just like dropping a bomb every time a word would come out of his mouth. He basically talked about how the, you know, 20% or 18, 20% or something like that of people thought that that the last election in 2016 was actually hacked, or not just influenced, but hacked by the Russians. And they went through years and millions of dollars of hearings and studies and investigations and everything else over the whole election thing. And the entire 4 years, they kept saying that President Trump wasn't a valid president because the Russians gave him his position. And even after the Mueller report, they still continued to say it, even though they could not find anybody on the campaign that had anything to do with a Russian collusion. This whole narrative that they had for 4 years. But all of a sudden, we're supposed to just drop everything, and because if we bring it up or if we have any issues with this, somehow we're not patriotic and we're destroying the integrity of the election and the confidence that people have in the election. I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people right now that don't have any confidence in the election system. And if we just look at this and then walk away and say, we'll fix it next time. No, because there won't be a next time. There's no option for fixing it next time. And I don't know who's going to hold them accountable, because you can't hold them accountable this time. And the Republicans aren't stepping up because they don't like Trump. Well, I shouldn't say all Republicans. There are people who are establishment Republicans who simply are, you know, you go to talk to them, you see if they're going to make any kind of voice at all. And all you hear is, you know, yeah, that's about it. Crickets. That's all you hear is crickets. And I don't understand why they won't at least, you know, they if you do have any kind of issues with the election, they look at you like you're some conspiracy guy. Now, I don't know that, you know, there's some very credible people out there who are saying that this is, they're looking at the evidence and they're listening to, you know, you can toss out the wacky stuff. But there's stuff that is just obviously not wacky. And it just like the one deal in Atlanta where you've got shoo everybody home and let's pull out the, you know, the cases with ballots in it and start running them through there while nobody's watching. Oops, we got caught on video. Oh, nothing to see here. No, those were all just ballots, regular ballots. They were in part of the process. We forgot those ballots down there and we needed to count them before we went home. Well, you were going to count the next day, so why didn't you just pull them out the next day when the observers came back? I mean, there's the whole excuse thing is just ridiculous. So that's the one thing that they kept talking about. There was just no voter fraud at all, and this was the most they continued to say there's no evidence of voter fraud, even though there was plenty of voter fraud. I don't know if they meant to say that, if they mean to say that there's not enough voter fraud that will sway the election or not, but they continued to talk about that. Johnson hit on a couple things. What he kept coming back to with this Chris Krebs guy is, well, sure, we have the paper ballot. In most of these states, you have that paper ballot to verify things. I think that, you know, if it's used to verify it, but if you don't get, you know, what Johnson's statement was, if you use the paper ballot to verify things, but if you don't go through the process or allow the process to verify the vote, then what good is the paper ballot? My contention is, we have voting machines, and everybody's all on the voting machine thing. You know, that the part that the voter actually touches to put their vote in, and that creates a paper ballot. Here's where the problem is that I don't think anybody is really focusing in on is the tabulator. Even when they do a recount, they're running the same ballots through the same tabulators. Those tabulators, even if the voting machines are not connected to the internet, which in most cases they are, even though he's claiming they're not supposed to be, or they're not, you know, the commission guy, Chris Krebs guy, was saying that they aren't. And of course, the guy, the CEO from Dominion yesterday, who got questioned in Michigan, that was a dog and pony show. That was nothing but a kangaroo court. And it wasn't even a court. It was just a hearing. And he even said, no, they're not connected to the internet. Well, yes, they are connected to the internet. A former state senator in one of the states, I think it was Nevada or Arizona, I believe, could have been Pennsylvania, one of the swing states, he was a poll watcher, and he said absolutely they were connected. He followed the wires, the cable connectors, the Cat 5 connectors went from the voting machines to the tabulators and to this router. Everything was connected to this router that was also connected to another router that was connected to the internet. had an incoming line from the internet. So here's the way this works. And of course, now in Atlanta, they did the first recount. When they did the first recount with the tabulators, it crashed the system. The system crashed again. It was down for an hour. They had to reboot it. So just things like that just don't add up. Now the tabulators, that if they don't count these by hand, literally count them by hand, and have someone observing them to see what kind of ballot they are, because there's just too much out there, too many fraudulent things out there that are not verified ballots, and it's to think that there's no corruption here. And here's the thing, it's enough corruption to change the outcome of the election. Plenty of it. And if we went through every state, you'd probably even find more. But it just amazes me how every one of them had the same talking points. Every one of them wanted to congratulate the fellow who was supposed to be the authority on the election machines. They were all congratulating him. And so it's just, once again, I know I've gone kind of long here and just kind of been on a rant, but that's the show basically today. That's I'm going to try to put some things together a little bit later on today with some sound clips, sound bites, and I'll try to upload those and kind of make some commentary on some things that people said. Some really good comments by some senators that asked some really tough pointed questions. Now, the only hope here going forward is that possibly when the Senate goes to approve things, when Vice President Pence is overseeing the Senate on January 6th, that some of this information will come to play. Otherwise, this was just a dog and pony show, just a grandstand and just for their base, their voters, to make it look like they did something when they didn't actually do anything. So those are my thoughts. Let me know what you think. If there's a way for you to respond, if you're on Parler, you can actually comment on the podcast if you're listening to it on Parler. If you're on YouTube, you can leave a comment there. The podcast isn't posted on YouTube, but the video about the podcast is there. And you can also email me at epicvideoaboutnothing@gmail.com. Otherwise, I hope that you have a great evening. And if you are able to tune in, hopefully we'll get another couple shows out yet later today. There's become some short shows talking about some of the other issues that are out there. But in the meantime, I need to get some work done. So I'm going to go back to doing my thing, and you do your thing, and we'll just continue to pray that this changes, or that God does something or reveals to us what we need to know moving forward. You know this, He's in control. He's not surprised by anything. He's got a plan, and we're not going to give up. Maybe He's going to move on our hearts to do something. Thanks again.